Blog Talk Radio.
Today, we're going to talk about the second fruit listed, and that's joy. Now, this can be found in Galatians 5, verse 22. So one of the fruits of the Spirit is joy, and that's what we're going over today. So some people may ask, what is joy? What does that look like, right? We think of someone with a smile on their face, they're happy and glad and all that. But usually we tend to see it when happy things are happening, right? Happy moments, whether it be a celebration or just, you know, things, good things are coming in life. That's kind of what we imagine it. But did you know that you can have joy even in the dark times in your life? Whether you're in the dark valley or the mountaintop, you can have it.
Come on.
So just think about that today. And Robin, I want to ask you, with your experience with joy, what does that look like in your life?
Especially the past couple of weeks, sister, it seems like it's always something with Pastor Jabran and I. But James chapter 1 just has come before us constantly. Count it. Think about it. meditated on it, count it all joy when you fall into different tests, trials, and temptations. And count it. Think about it. The joy. Count it all joy. Because you're letting patience have its perfect work, and God is forming you into that beautiful fruit that eventually you will get there in that plan. I know that even I've been held hostage in other countries. You know, we just sang and counted it all joy and just trusted the Lord, and here I am today. It still worked out, sister.
Praise God. You know, I'm really glad you said that too, because that's a perfect example of what it means to walk with the spirit of joy. You know, we hear about, like I mentioned, joy being happy when there's moments of celebration, but you just said you were in a moment of like a hostage situation. That's not a joyous moment, you know, I'm sure. And yet you were still filled with joy. So remember, joy is not just the thrill of like an exciting moment or thing going on in your life. You have joy regardless of your circumstances. And we have a biblical example of that. I'm sure you guys are familiar with the Apostle Paul. And if you're not, I encourage you, look up the book of Acts. It's got a lot of testimony in there with Paul in there, as well as most of the New Testament. But I want to turn our attention to Acts chapter 16. And in just a minute, I'm going to have Robin read verse 25. But leading up to that, Paul and Silas were out ministering the gospel to people. And during that time, there was a moment when they were taken in and captured and brought to prison. So, you know, prisons, especially back in the day, you know, were real nasty, very dark, probably damp as well. So they were exposed to a lot of different illnesses and other conditions that just are not good to be in. But yet, I want you to listen to what Robin reads in verse 25 right here.
About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the rest of the prisoners were listening to them.
Come on, you guys. They were in this dark, dank prison, I'm sure uncomfortable and chained up, and yet what were they doing? They were praying and singing hymns to God. That is a great example of joy. And look at something here. So joy is something it's your foundation that is in God, not in earthly things. And that's what this example points to here. Robin, did you have any points on this one?
Well, and, you know, there you go again, the verses before. Man, they were beaten. Their clothes were torn off of them, you know. Mm-hmm. And to top it off, they didn't even realize that Paul was a Roman. So right there's going to be big trouble with the guards that were punishing them, because you don't touch a Roman and you don't touch children of God. But, you know, they were attacked. And they beat them severely and threw them, like you said, and they still praising the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise you, Lord. And what happens, sister? What happens?
And then what happens next after they praise the Lord? It says here, so this is starting in verse 26, that there was a great earthquake and the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately, right away, you guys, all the doors were opened and everyone's chains were loose. So sometimes people minimize the power of praying and singing and being joyful in those moments.
Yeah.
But don't ever minimize that, because the Lord honors that. And I just want to remind you guys of it. There's something here I want to read too that I found recently, and it's from Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon. And it says, believers are not dependent upon circumstances. Their joy comes not from what they have, but from what they are. not from where they are, but from whose they are. Not from what they enjoy, but from that which was suffered for them by the Lord.
Hallelujah. And you know, as the things, everything starts shaking, that's what happens in our own life. You know, you start praising God, things are going to start shaking. Things are going to just open up, and God is going to just bless you. You know, you can use that literally, that God is going to open those doors and bless you because you trusted him and stood on his joy, ate of him. Like I said yesterday, that the fruit, the definition, is a fleshly sweet, what was the other word? Freshly sweet with seeds, abundance of seeds of flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so sweet. Eat of joy.
Yes. Yes, amen. That is so good. And you guys, one thing I want to look at here, this word joy here that's used, we mentioned how we think of words like cheerfulness, happy, gladness, right? Those things that look really exciting. But another word that's used for that, another phrase, is calm delight. So we know we've been talking about that word delight, right? Pleasure, enjoyment, but yet it's calm. Sometimes it doesn't look like excitement and jumping up and down and just greatness, but inwardly
it
is. It's a calm delight in the Lord. I want to look at Psalms 5, verse 11. So if you guys would turn there with me. So Psalms 5, verse 11. And I'm going to read the verse, and then I want Robin to expand on it for us. So verse 11 says, "But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you." And they're talking about the Lord, put their trust in the Lord. "Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you." Robin, what are your thoughts?
Amen. And I read the translation of the Common English Bible, "But let all who take refuge in you celebrate, oh God. Let's sing out loud forever. Protect them. See that all who love your name, Father, can rejoice in you." As we trust in the Lord and celebrate who we are King's kids. We have no lack. And as we trust in him and love your name, what does love your name? His name, like he told Moses, it's one of my favorite stories. He said, "Who am I to say who sent me?" He said, "Tell him I am." He is everything. He's everything you need. His name is Jehovah El Shaddai. Jehovah Rapha, Rehoboth Rohi, Sitkenu, Shalom, Shama, Nisi, Sabbath. All of those names are wrapped together in Jesus Christ. And you can walk in him. Just as Galatians chapter 5 says, let's walk in the Spirit.
Yes, amen. You know, you guys, remember that joy is also another way of saying like a fullness or completeness, right? It's being full of the Lord, complete in the Lord. And it's not something, and I want to say it was in Ezra too. Ezra was in that book of the Bible talking about how they were rebuilding the church. And there was even a time when as they were rebuilding it, they couldn't distinguish, people couldn't distinguish between the wailing and the joyous cries. So even in moments of wailing and sadness, there's also joy. Those two aren't necessarily apart from each other. So keep that in mind. You can be filled with joy in all things, and it's the Holy Spirit that'll bring that upon you. There were many times in Scripture when the Lord cause the people to be joyous, and he can do that for you too.
Amen. Because it is the joy of the Lord is your strength, Nehemiah 8:10. Well, we, as always, we've been running over a couple minutes each day, sister. But the joy of the Lord. Thank you, Sister Sarah. I could have went on for an hour talking about the joy of the Lord. Found it all joy. Eat of his joy. Praise him. Worship him. Let the earth shake below you. Father, I just thank you for our audience today. Lord, I thank you for our sister Sarah, Lord, and her commitment. And Lord, if anyone out there needs you, Jesus, just let them call upon you right now. Say, Jesus, be my Lord today. And Father, if they need healing, you are Jehovah Rapha.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Or they need finances. Jehovah, you're right. Oh, God. We just thank you for hearing us as we pray the prayer of faith, because we know that you hear your children. Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Heaven's reserve. He's poured up enough for every winter I've served. I'm seeing beyond my circumstance. This joy that I have is my inheritance joy. This is the joy of the Lord. The chorus says, the joy, the joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy, oh the joy of the Lord.